Does Genesis contradict evolution? No. God created the world in 6 days. Everyone knows the Bible says that. And it does. The day-by-day stages of creation are also well known. The heavens and the earth on the first day, as we just saw, along with light and darkness. Then sky and water on the second, continents, land, and plants on the third, and so on, culminating with God's piece de resistance on the sixth day. Humans, created in the very image of God. Just as familiar is the theatrical manner in which Eve was created from Adam's very rib. But here we have a problem, because the account regarding the rib comes in Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 to 22. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man he made into woman and brought her to the man. But by Genesis chapter 2, Adam and Eve had already been created. God created male and female in his image in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. And to compound the confusion, Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, is clear that God finished all the work that he had done. The woman who was created from Adam's rib had already been created several verses earlier. How is that possible? A closer look at the details reveals even more confusion. Both male and female people had already been created in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. And God had completed the work of creation by Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. But 16 verses later, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, the sole man of the earth was still alone, which is why God had to form every animal in Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. It was in this context of a single male human with only animals for companionship that God created woman from man's rib. In short, God took 6 days to create the world, including first the animals and finally man and woman. Then, having finished creating everything, God rested. Then, once God had rested after creating everything, man was alone with no women or animals. So God created animals. But man was still lonely, so God created woman. What's going on? The answer is that there are, in fact, two separate creation stories. The first is generally the more familiar. God created the world in 6 days, resting on the seventh after creating everything. In the second, man comes first, then the animals, then Eve from Adam's rib. The NRSV translation acknowledges the second creation story by giving each one its own heading. The first story is captioned, 6 days of creation and the Sabbath. And the second, another account of the creation. The wording of the second caption is subtle. By calling it another account of presumably the same creation, the NRSV suggests that there was only one sequence of events, even though we have two descriptions of it. And the NRSV is not alone in suggesting the solution to what seems to be a pretty fundamental problem. 2,000 years ago, the historian Josephus summarized the first account, as the NRSV calls it, and then characterized the second account as Moses' philosophical reflection on the first. Josephus says that Moses...